This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta A-Stars. It seems like certified organic label shows up everywhere these days, from big supermarkets to the small food co-op. But what does it mean, and how did it all begin? There are some answers in a book edited by Maynard Kaufman and Julia Christensen. The organic movement in Michigan includes 19 articles written by different people. They tell the story of the organic food movement from its beginnings and consider its future. What's the importance of the organic movement? We certainly are hearing more about it, and we're seeing more products in even the big supermarkets. It started with the little ones. Now it's everywhere.
It certainly is, and that's one of the unanticipated ironies of this whole movement, that those of us who started it weren't thinking about that, but in fact, uniform standards made it very possible for large corporations to invest lots of money and make a lot of profit, and they have. So right now, I don't know what the percentage is, but probably my guess would be not a tenth of the produce sold as organic is raised on small organic farms.
And that, I take it, was the intent originally, wasn't it?
Well, local, small? Yeah, that's what we were thinking about at the time.
Yeah.
And when corporations got into the act, we started pushing local rather than organic much more. And that's still a way to go.
Define for us, what does organic mean in terms of farming, in terms of food?
Organic, as defined by the USDA now, because they have set up the standards, means that growers will not use any kind of chemicals for fertilizers or for pest control. But, on the other hand, try to build up the soil with organic matter. And that's the crucial thing about it. So it's the positive thing that I think is important.
And why do you think it's important?
Well, at a time of climate change, it's a way of getting a lot of carbon back from the air into the soil.
We're talking about carbon sequestering.
Yes, we're...
So that the soil, in a way, absorbs it back and takes it out of the air? Is that a simplified way of...
Yeah, soils on the Great Plains would have had 10 to 20% organic matter. And organic matter is 58% carbon.
Yeah.
So this is a very important part of farming. And one of my articles in the book here argues that, in fact, organic farming should be practiced much more widely because it's a way of sequestering that carbon.
When you look at local farmers, they're not always certified.
That's right.
And you talk about that in your book, too, the different reasons.
Well, one of them is, and there's a fine article by two young women from Berry County who have given up their certification because they don't think it's a very meaningful process anymore because so much of the food produced is corporate production and under circumstances that are not always very honest. I mentioned, I think, in my introduction of the book and that there is this organization called Cornucopia, which, you know, sort of does a monitoring job on large corporate enterprises. And they're having a hard time making their point, but I think they'll eventually manage to show that there is corporate-type certification and then the genuine kind, which is by people who really care about this.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. I ask Maynard Kaufman how the organic movement has changed since corporations decided to jump on board. What should a consumer look for if we can't trust that emblem anymore, that certification? What do you do when you shop?
I buy organic when I can. I buy earthbound greens. I mean, that's the biggest producer probably, mm-hmm. and they're in every grocery store.
True.
When I can, I'd buy it from a local grower, and we have some that are next door to us, because when I sold parts of my farm, there's two other growers who are organic vegetable growers at this point.
Yeah.
So, and they produce good stuff, and I trust it.
there's the CSA, the Community Supported Agriculture. That is probably, in my mind, the closest to knowing your local farmer. And you get to actually visit that farm, depending on how the CSA works, and to see how they're farming. Would that be the way to stay truest to the organic label?
It would be one way, but going directly to the farm who sells it, whether it's through a CSA program or, you know, more informal, would be another way. And, of course, food co-ops, I think, are trustworthy. There's a nice article on food co-ops, thanks to my co-editor who thought of these things, because I had an original outline, but she really found a lot of other things, too.
Yeah.
So that article, I think, is a very important thing, too, the food co-op movement, which all goes back to the 70s, too.
Mm-hmm.
So many of them started then. So.
Yeah, they've been around a long time.
That's right.
I think some of the local health food stores have started with just vitamins and just expanded from that bigger and bigger. Why did the farmers leave organic in the first place? Because if we look back to grandma's time, everything was organic. What happened? What was that process that got us further and further away from clean, good food?
Well, there's different ways of answering that. I'll take the way of most true blue apologists for organic, and they would say, as time went on, farming became fairly intensive, and the soil lost its vitality, and that made it more susceptible to insects. Hence, after World War II, when a lot of originally wartime products like nitrogen fertilizer, for example, but also many insecticides were no longer needed for the war effort. They then became, the next thing was to sell them to farmers.
Yeah.
And farmers were happy to buy it because they realized that their soils were no longer producing the way they should have. And also because if you have soils that are less vital, the insects like them better.
Well, you can't just keep taking. You have to put something back.
Very well said, indeed.
Yeah. And what about, we've talked about the Earth's health. What about human health? I see debates, too. Is organic more nutritious, or is it just that we're doing it because it's more sustainable? It's better for the soil?
I don't know about the nutrition argument. I wouldn't make that claim. But I would say that there's nothing very nutritious about eating poisonous residues on fruits and vegetables. And therefore, in that sense, I think it's better for you. Especially things, I just bought some organic strawberries the other day because they were organic. Because strawberries, with their rough texture, hold more pesticide residue than many other fruits, peaches too.
Yeah.
So these are things that, you know, we can do. Because we can't always wash it off, but we can buy organic there. Pay a little extra, not much.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Maynard Kaufman, editor of The Organic Movement in Michigan. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.